around 11 o'clock, we do Gaza Corner. I try to bring up maybe an article or a perspective, a point of view that maybe you were not aware of. And tonight, a headline grabbed me. It was in the Jerusalem Post on August 30th. It's a number of articles actually related to this are at the Tangents homepage, tangents.com. The headline said, ex-Mossad, the Mossad is the equivalent of our CIA, ex-Mossad chief says Israel's biggest threat is, what do you think? What do you think Israel's biggest threat is, according to the former Mossad chief who just recently left his post? He says, is potential civil war, not Iran, not Hezbollah. Quoting former Mossad chief Tamir Pardo, there is no outside existential threat to Israel. The only real existential threat is the internal division. He added that internal division can lead us to civil war. We are already on a path towards that. If a society crosses a certain line in its division and hatred, then it is a real possibility to see a phenomenon like a civil war, unquote. And let me give you a journalistic disclaimer. I read, and they're linked at the Tangents website, I read the same subject, you know, about Pardo's, you know, quotes, which are completely contrary to the Netanyahu narrative, right, where everything is all about Iran being the existential threat. So in three Israeli newspapers, Haaretz, the Times of Israel, and the Jerusalem Post, they all quoted from this speech that Pardo gave, and their quotes are not exactly the same. I couldn't find a transcript, so I don't know. I mean, there are subtle differences. So I'm using the Jerusalem Post quotes, but it's just, you know, kind of shabby journalism that they wouldn't be quoting him exactly the same way. I mean, but I don't have a transcript, so I'm working with what I have, and I'm using the Jerusalem Post in this case. And as I say, this is not the narrative that Netanyahu preaches at all. Or the new Mossad chief. The new one is Yossi Cohen. Yossi Cohen, who said on Wednesday that Iran continues to be Israel's primary and most significant challenge, despite, even because of, the nuclear deal it signed with the world powers. You know, often when leaders of governments or people high up in government office leave their office, then they speak their mind in ways they never did while in office. I mean, Jimmy Carter was a great example. You know, he didn't ever use the A word until he was out of office, and then he wrote a book, right, with the apartheid in the title. But this is not the case with ex-Mossad chief Pardo. Politico put out a detailed article, again linked at the Tangents homepage. In July, it's called Netanyahu versus the Generals. And I'll excerpt it briefly. It says, time after time, when Netanyahu raised the option of bombing Iran's nuclear facilities within Israel's most secretive security forums, Pardo, like the other generals, vehemently opposed it. At one of his rare public appearances in 2011, again, he's the chief of Mossad, Pardo enraged Netanyahu by declaring that, quote, Iran is not an existential threat to Israel. So he said it 5 years ago also. He went on to say, people are using the phrase existential threat with too much liberty. And thanks to his opposition and the general's opposition, in 2012, Netanyahu had his finger on the trigger to want to bomb Iran, but a military strike did not take place because of this opposition. And then in June of 2013, the prospects of a strike were just off the table after Hassan Rouhani won the presidential elections in Iran. It's interesting to note that Pardo's assertion that potential civil war is Israel's greatest threat is a departure even from what he said in the summer of 2014, but not in the way you might think. He said back then, in the summer of 2014, the greatest risk to Israel's national security is not Iran, it's the conflict with the Palestinians, unquote. Now, this one sentence contradicts everything Netanyahu has been saying for, what, almost two decades? That Iran is Israel's greatest challenge and that the Palestinian issue, he has said, is overhyped. Pardo's comment closely echoes a statement made by former Shin Bet chief Yuval Diskin. The Shin Bet is the equivalent of our FBI. He said, quote, "The implications of not finding a solution to our conflict with the Palestinians are much more dangerous than Iran," unquote. Netanyahu's office got so upset with him that they said anyone who believes the Palestinian issue is more dangerous than Iran is clearly delusional. And then in January of last year, and he was still the Mossad chief, Pardo, he made headlines when he met a group of U.S. senators. Now, you know, U.S. senators are very, 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 very supportive of Israel. And Pardo surprised them by warning about the dangers of approving new sanctions legislation against Iran. And in fact, Time magazine reported that Netanyahu tried to block that meeting between the U.S. senators and then Mossad chief Pardo, but he failed. And Yaakov Peri, a former head of the Shin Bet, which is Israel's, you know, internal intelligence agency, and he also served as a cabinet member under one of Netanyahu's governments, said, quote, "There's no doubt that on two issues, Iran and Palestine, the security establishment's professional analysis has consistently contradicted Netanyahu's policies and statements," unquote. And then Netanyahu, most recently, by placing the ultra right-wing military hawk Avigdor Lieberman as head of the defense ministry. Why do they call it defense anyway? I mean, I should call it the offense ministry, but whatever. Netanyahu clearly did that for a number of reasons. One is to create, to preserve himself in power in a coalition, but also to undercut the establishment, the security establishment, and to what extent Lieberman undercuts the security establishment, you know, we will just have to see. Links to articles relating to what I've been talking about are all at the Tangents website. Tonight, I'd like to play an Israeli musician. It's a group, actually. The group is Kav Hatefir. Kav Hatefir. It means seam line, seam line. It was established by a percussionist named Kobi Hagoel in 1995. And the term Kav Hatefir is used by Israelis to describe the geographical boundary between the Israeli and Palestinian areas. And so I'm going to play one track from this album. And Kobi is on congas on this particular track. The track is called Salameh on Gaza Corner on 91.7.